Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of brain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me is gone.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We are coming to you live on the radio show, and also we are coming live on Facebook. I am live on Facebook now, so please share this, okay? Share, like, and with all your friends, especially spiritual groups, okay? That's always great to do that. Let folks know we're here. We have upcoming for you approximately the next 3.5 hours straight through. We're going to have psychic medium readings for you, okay? For your help. That's why we are here, okay? all you need to do is call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Once you call in and you want to speak to the guest, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Otherwise, it just looks like you want to listen, which is great. We have unlimited lines. Why don't you? Coming up, let me give you the lineup here. Right now, we have my dear friend and love when she comes on, Psychic Little T, is here. And coming up after that, next hour will be Greg King, live from Lilydale. And so it'll be on for the next hour. If you don't know what Lilydale, New York is, look it up, Google it. It's one of the oldest spiritual communities in America. Greg has been there on the grounds. He actually lives on the grounds, and it's not easy to live on the grounds. A lot of people will say they live in Lilydale. Some will, because it's so known as a spiritual community, that some people will, just to get business, they'll get P.O. boxes so their mail goes to Lilydale. True story. But Greg has been part of the Lilydale, grounds there, and he lives there, and he's been there for, gosh, at least 45 years. Truly gifted, talented, you name it. And amazing reading. After that, it continues to stay awesome for our third hour as Vincent Pace is here. And Vincent is the medium who connected me with my father, who died 40 years ago this year, and told me when my dad died and how he died. So any of the guests that I'm just speaking about, if you want to, or even the ones coming up, if you want to reserve your spot, you can do that, because there's only a limited amount of calls we can do each hour. And so if you're on the live show right now, call in, press the 1, and any of the future shows or now, it's not required, so we want everybody to call in. But if you at all can, this is like our last full regular day of helping the homeless mission, okay? It's been kind of a rocky week, and tomorrow is the day I go out to help the homeless, and many, many people and families are counting on me. So please, if you at all can, think about it. Don't just say no, okay? If you can donate, please donate. So many great things this mission has done and helped people, even move Burroughs from being homeless since the age of 14. Think about that. He's been homeless for 50 years. 50 years on and off, at least he said the last 20 straight years living on the concrete. And in fact, this weekend I have to go by and pay his rent to keep him in his apartment garage. But he is now has a place that he tells his friends, and this is so cool, that he's going home. They ask him, "Where are you going, Burroughs?" He said, "I'm going home." So if that doesn't touch your heart or move you, then we're in two different, realms. I mean, to me, spirituality is love, it's giving, and it's being honest and straightforward. It's definitely not lying. I've had so many people lately, I don't know why, but they have lied to me. Please don't lie to me. I mean, just tell me straight up, and don't take someone else's call. I mean, that's happened too. Like, someone has donated and someone says, "Oh, that was me." And like, come on, guys. It's like someone stealing the Christmas lights during Christmas. I wouldn't even want the lights if I had to steal them. What's the point, right? Let me just say this. What we're doing here is connecting to the higher realm. We're connecting to spirits, spirit guides, angels. This is not... what you see on some corner, like crystal balls and things. That's not what we're doing here, folks. Not at all. And as far as helping others, I think, and I know, my heart tells me, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Because like I say, if it's not us that helps, then who? Who? You tell me. You, really, someone shoot out a name. Who's going to help if we don't? It ain't going to be the government. It's not going to be the rich. It's for sure ain't going to be Donald Trump. And I'm not going to get political, but I'm just, I always speak my truth. and so tell me who. Who? I go out on the streets. I'm there. I show the action. I show you pictures. I show you videos. And I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Any group that says they help people and they ask for donations, they should be showing you. I mean, it's impossible to show all the work. I know that. But show some of the work. Show some of the pictures, videos, things like that. Because two things, it encourages people to feel it and also shows people, hey, Michael's really doing this. And I've been doing this since last Christmas. Jennifer Taylor and I. Jennifer supports the mission and financially, and I guess I'm the legs person. So, and I love it. I mean, Friday afternoon, Saturdays is some of my funnest days to go out there and just hop in the car and I get my pack of drinks and for myself and waters for the folks I meet and some cash. And I just go and go looking. And some people say, well, you know, it's just a bunch of drug dealers, you know, peddling. And it's like, you know, this group, at least, we don't enable. Okay. We don't enable. Is that out there? Yeah, it's out there. But when you've dealt with the homeless community and people who ask for money, you know, you learn. I've learned. I definitely have learned. Because, you know, when you enable someone, at least my belief, they're never going to hit bottom and seek help. And I've seen things out there that is really sad, really sad. But anyway, that's right. Nikki says in the chat room, just us. If it's not, you know, who else? She says, just us. And that's 100% right. So, getting on with the show here, again, you can make a donation at the GoFundMe link. It's on the show page. And what we say, donate $25. You'll get a 10-minute reading tonight. Or go to the PayPal address that's on the screen as far as the email address. We'll see your donation. You can also let us know in the chat once you've donated. And your area code will come to the donators first. But if you absolutely can't donate, again, we want everybody to call in tonight. And we'll work in as many calls as possible. Okay? All right. All right. And I have to say this. This Catherine that's in the chat on Facebook, she is a dear soul. She, many of you new people probably don't know her, but Marnark20 is her handle. She was one of my very first listeners on the show that came to me with the horrible news that her daughter passed away, and how horrible it was, and how we and we went through a lot of times talking and phone calls, and I hope, Catherine, you're in a better place and than you were back then, and I've never forgotten about you. Neither has Holly, my daughter, and I thank you for the words you say on the chat. I'm very proud of what you're doing. You have a beautiful heart, she says. Thank you so much for saying the kind words. Okay, so thank you, Catherine. Okay, on with the show here. Call on in, folks, 347-884-8245. We're going to spend the rest of the time with Psychic Little T and the callers that are on the phone lines. Okay? And just a quick shout out. Maui, if you can hear me, would you send me a message on Messenger? I've been trying to reach you like crazy, and I have not been able to. So if you could, that would be awesome. Okay, let's bring in Psychic Little T to the radio show here on Journey into the Light. Psychic Little T, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Yeah!
This is my favorite group of men. I'm sending you an energy ball now.
Thanks. I'll need it for the rest of the 3 hours.
But you have a great lineup.
Of course, I'm number one.
But,
right.
You know, I've listened to the other shows, and, you know, I personally had a reading by Vincent Page, and he's amazing. Not that I'm not amazing, but I have to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah. Vincent Pace is who you're talking about. Yes, he is. He's so authentic. He is the real deal. People ask me all the time, like, Mike, who's the real deal? You know, off air. And gosh, he don't want any information. He's just like, can I start? And he just dives in.
It's like we've all said time and time again, every psychic medium gets their information a little bit different than the next person. So, I mean, there's some spirits that will just read it off. And then there's other ones that will just stand there and you're expect to pick it like a chicken, you know, and sometimes it just doesn't work like that.
Right. You're right. Everybody works differently. And right. Exactly.
Yes.
So, definitely. Little T, do you want to start off with phone calls?
Let's do this.
Cool. I know that's your favorite part of the show, so.
You know, there's a lot of parts that are my favorite.
Yes, talking to me, I hope is number one.
Of course.
Ooh, lightning hit me in the back. Lightning strike. No, I'm joking. I know. You know that was a joke.
I always joke and say, let me move before the lightning strikes.
Right. I was just too good of a spot there not to say that. All righty. All right. Well, let's see who's on the phone lines. And again, if you've donated, let me know your area code in the chat, or I'll come to you in the screening room. And again, if you at all can donate, please do. We ask folks to donate $25 for a 10-minute reading. You know, most people can do that. If you absolutely can't, then stay on the phone lines. If you could donate more, gosh, that helps, you know, just, you know, we try to, like with Burroughs, you know, we pay his rent. Others, we try to help, like with Charles, so he's not homeless, you know, so we can give him some financial aid. Charles's birthday was this weekend. Have we talked since then? I don't think we have.
No.
Have we? Since Charles is...
Well, I talked to you briefly yesterday.
Right. But we didn't get a chance to. I need to send you that video if I'm able to on my phone. But I came to Charles. Spirit told me to come see him last Wednesday, not Wednesday, Saturday night, and it was almost dark, and he was still out there with the sign. And it's the end of the month, so I know he was needing help. And all of a sudden, he said, "Man," he said, "at midnight tonight is my birthday." And I said, "Oh my God, I have no idea." I had no idea. And so we just really was, you know, a great time to see him and really made his birthday. So probably
That's awesome.
His best birthday gift that we gave him. So that was really great. We could brighten his birthday up. So anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Alrighty. To the phones we go. Area code 561, first caller. I listen to so much talk radio. That's from one of my favorite shows. To the phones we go. 561, area code. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Robbie and Boca Raton. I'm sorry, Miami. I don't know why I said that.
Robbie. Welcome.
You
You're from last
Rob
night,
or Robbie?
Right?
Robbie.
Okay,
or
Robbie.
Rob, or whatever you prefer.
Hey,
there
you. No.
You called last night, right, Robbie?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay. It was someone else then. Okay. All right. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So what's the million-dollar question?
Do I have to ask a specific question, or can you just read, or?
It really depends on the spirit. Like I've said, sometimes they just give me all kinds of information, but you just, I have to be honest, like, you just feel, like, real skeptical to me, so there's, like, a block. So if you have a direct question, maybe it could help the information flow a little bit more.
Okay. All right, I guess I'll ask this question then. I have been with my girlfriend for 9.5 years, and recently we've somewhat have entered a sort of open relationship in a sense. But I'm not sure that I'm really comfortable with that, but I just want to know if you see us actually being together in the long run, or if we're going to separate.
Wow. What I'm feeling is there's really no lines of communication as far as you two being in an open relationship. That really takes one special couple to be, and again, this is just what I'm feeling, to do something like this. I really feel your heart is not in it. And you're with her because you're comfortable. I really feel like you need to start looking elsewhere, because I really feel it's going to fall apart.
Okay.
I mean,
and,
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but, wow. Yeah. But when
okay.
you said all that, the thing that popped into my head was a job. Are you
okay.
in the process of looking for another job?
No, I'm not. But, you know, you never know.
Opportunity could be knocking.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a student at University of Miami, and I'm also a man. I just actually got promoted at my job as a manager at a
okay.
restaurant.
Okay. We'll see. You just got promoted to a new job. Wow. And what are you
yeah.
studying at school?
I am a biology major and an entrepreneurship business minor.
Hmm. That could be the job.
Hmm. Do you, as far as, like, my future career, what are you seeing?
I feel you're going to start your own business.
Okay. Anything in particular, or?
You probably don't want to hear this, but I feel the restaurant business.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. And,
have you thought about this, or?
No. I'm actually going to school to doctor.
Right.
To be a plastic surgeon. You don't see, do you not see me going to medical school, or?
Things could change, you know, the universe is always changing, but that's not what I feel right now. Or you're going to go to school and get your medical degree or whatever it's called and maybe have a side business. You're very talented. This is, and you kind of like have like different ideas and I don't know how else to explain this. Like, I'm all over the board.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I suggest is you start feeling out. And, you know, it doesn't mean just because you said, okay, when I'm 13, I want to be a doctor. And I don't want to put any thoughts into your head, but things change. You know, sometimes the medical field is not always what you thought it could be, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
So please put your feelers out, you know, start talking to different people, you know, maybe if you can get a mentor to see. So I'm not real familiar with the whole doctor aspect, but that's not what I'm feeling right now. I'm not saying that's not going to change in 2 years, but yeah, that's pretty crazy that they sent the job thing.
Yep.
I mean, how do you feel? Because you're just like, okay.
I'm just listening. I'm
okay.
Open
you're kind of taking everything in. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I guess one more question is just, do you see another woman coming into my life?
As of right now, no, because you have so much going on that you need to take time for you. And breathe and stop worrying about a relationship because your plate is overflowing. I don't know how else to describe it. And you're just kind of going, okay, which way do I go now? And looking back and forth and no, we're not, well, you shouldn't be worried about another person. When it happens, it will happen. I wish I could give you a clearer, but there's just too much going on your plate right now. You just need to work on yourself and worry about everything else later. Graduate school first.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I just graduated last year myself, and I know how difficult it could be, and you're paying twice as much of what I paid. So just, you know, you're on the right path. Just make sure this is really what you want to do. Because I know you also love the restaurant industry. So,
okay.
I wish I could be a better help, but I hope what I told you resonates.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
And I know the restaurant business is probably the hardest industry, but you definitely have the personality for it.
Yep, that's true.
But thanks, Robbie, and keep in touch.
Thanks. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for your call there, Robbie. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. And again, if you want to do a private session with Psychic Little T, her phone number is listed on the show page, 609-320-7912, or go to her website, psychiclittlet.com. And we're going next to Christiana in Minnesota. Welcome.
Hi, Christiana. Hi, I was just wondering, could I ask or get a reading pertaining to someone else, or does it have to be just about me?
I've never actually done something like that, but let's try it.
Okay. I wanted to know let's see. I'm just going to pick to use her real name.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay. Well, yeah. Her name's Lori. And I was just wondering what she has been thinking and feeling pertaining to me, and if she's been thinking of me lately, just kind of what's going on with her.
So this is a partner or a future wannabe partner? I'm a little confused.
I wouldn't really say that. We were never actually in an intimate relationship, but
okay.
I think there were some mutual feelings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
what I'm feeling, and I think it's more on you, is confusion. A whole lot of confusion. I don't know how else to put it. So I feel you want to pursue this person, but this person is putting up a wall because she's unsure. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, wow. What I feel that you should do is kind of back off and, you know, still keep in contact, but just let her breathe.
I haven't had any contact with her.
Okay. Okay. Wow. It must be your nerves I'm picking up on. My stomach is killing me. And that's where all my energy is. On her energy. So there's no real answer to your question that I can answer.
Could that indicate that she's just not concerned and has moved on?
No. I just feel she's really confused right now. Like, she has one side. Look. I don't make people feel the way they feel. You know, it could be whatever reason. And I can't put thoughts into her head to help you, you know, but the best thing I can tell you is to talk to her.
She won't respond.
Okay. Well, then you need to move on. Because if she can't talk to you like an adult, you know, or let you know how she's feeling, then obviously she's having some issues herself. If that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
And I hate being the bearer of bad news, but, you know, I've always said I have to be honest. And you have such a wonderful heart. You need to find somebody that's going to cater, you know, to you. Not really cater, that's probably the wrong, but love you for you. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's real easy for us to pick the wrong people, but just keep looking. The right person will come.
Okay. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
All righty, thanks for your call there. Again, we're here with Psychic Little T, and again, if you can at all donate to our homeless mission, Love in Action, the links are on the show page, the GoFundMe link, and the PayPal email address as well. We're here with Psychic Little T. And coming up next is Greg Keane from Lilydale. And then after that will be Vincent Pace. So as Little T just said, a great lineup here tonight. And we're starting it off with one of the great lineups, Psychic Little T. And let's go next to California and Ruby. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Ruby. You know,
Hi,
when he said that, the first thing I thought about was Ruby Red.
I was born on a Tuesday, too.
Me, too. So what's the million-dollar question? And please tell me you have a happier question.
I do have a question, and it is kind of similar to one of the previous callers, and it's kind of just regarding my future, my career, and a relationship as well. And
wow.
So my first question is, I recently broke up with a boyfriend for about, we were together for about a year and a half, and one of my ex-boyfriends has came back into my life recently as a friend, And we've been, you know, really on and off, and I just wanted to see if that could go anywhere or if I shouldn't waste my time with that. Because I have, I'm really emotionally invested into him.
Again, it seems to be the bearer of bad news tonight, but remember this. He's an ex for a reason. I feel that you're going to go through some more trials, and then you're going to finally say, enough is enough. I can't do this. I'm moving on. You are, like, so independent. It's scary. Is that making sense?
Yeah, it does. I have told him, I have been done with it, but then I've gone back around. It's been cycles.
Yeah. It's kind of like a cat chasing its tail. It just keeps going around and around and around. So,
yeah.
But I know whatever I say, you're going to still do what you need to do. And, you know, we all do this as humans until we finally say, enough is enough. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So the next question.
And the next question is also for my future. I'm going to be going to college this coming year, and my mom really wants me to go into business, and I want to go into nursing, and we've had battles about it, and I just want to know if you see anything in my future of what I will be doing career-wise.
Man, tell your mom I'm sorry. I'm a business major myself, but I still see you as a nurse.
You do?
Yeah. You're,
okay.
You know, even though you're independent, you're such a caring person, and I think that's one of the downfalls is that you keep giving, 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 until there's no more to give, so to speak. And then you finally say, I'm done. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So, tell your mom I'm sorry. But, you know, truth be known, you know, I know that's not the career that everybody wants, but I have to be honest. If I was in the hospital and you were my nurse, I would be happy that you were my nurse. That's how much I believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So have you applied to medical school, or are you just starting, like, from high school to?
Yeah, I haven't applied yet. I don't, I'm still deciding if I'm going to go somewhere in LA or in San Diego.
San Diego resonates with me really well. It's beautiful out there, too.
It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to live in California many years ago.
Where?
In Sacramento and Orange County. I graduated from Rancho Alamitos.
Okay.
Are you familiar with it, or?
Yeah. San Francisco.
It's by Anaheim.
Yeah,
yeah,
know
everybody knows, like, Huntington Beach out there, and
yeah, of course.
Yeah, my school's a little speck on the map. But what's your third question, sweetie?
Sorry?
What's the third question?
Oh, I really only had two.
Okay, awesome. But
thank
yeah, keep
you.
Doing
really
what you're doing, and make sure you follow your heart.
Okay.
Nice talking
to you.
You
too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we appreciate your call there, Ruby. Thank you very much. And a lot of great callers tonight.
Yes. Just
very
wish I had
so.
Some better news for some of them.
All right. But time, all things, you know.
Yeah.
Get better. So doesn't mean it's going to stay this way. We're with Psychic Little
right.
T, and let's go to one of our dear friends, and let's bring in from Georgia, Melvin, to the show. Hey, Melvin, my brother, how you doing?
What's going on, man? I'm doing pretty good, I guess. I have to keep fighting through the weather.
Right.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Same as you. Keep fighting.
Yeah. Are you doing okay? Yeah. You ready for football season?
Oh, yes. That's just,
oh, yeah,
just,
me too, man.
just came out of Oklahoma, rated number 8, so.
I don't know what, George, I don't know what we run in the state, in the country. I got to find out, but I don't want us to be too high.
Right, I know what you're talking about. It is, little T, it is football season, so.
I see. This is one department I have no clue about.
That's okay. I want to see nothing about that one.
Look, I can tell you how bad the Eagles are.
Oh, my Lord. I'm a 49er fan, though. Yeah, but I just wanted to ask, Michael, it's like I just wanted to ask a question. Last week, I was getting ready to go to work, and lady knocked on my door and said someone had bust my rear end, my glass out of my car. I'm trying to find out who did it. I called the police. Yeah, I called the police, and they came out, did fingerprints. It was a beer bottle in my back window. It had burst a hole in it, and the glass was... It wasn't complete. It was just a big hole, but the glass was like shattered. Like if you touch it, it'll just crumble. And so it really set me back financially. So I had to put my car in the shop, and I just got it out today, and I had to pay for out of pocket for a new window and a new, and pay the guy to fix it, to put it in. And this phrase, and so I just want to know if you're picking up on anything about what happened that night, and nobody seemed to see anything.
The only thing that I'm picking up on is that it was a random act. There's no reason why this should have even happened.
So it was a hate
random
move.
Act.
Like
a dumb move, yeah.
Like an accident, or?
I'm just hearing random acts. So I don't know if it was somebody that's been drinking or high and just did it just to do it. You know, some people just don't think before they do things.
But
trust me, if I could, feel who did it, I would tell you. But
I know. Yeah.
I'm not feeling anything as far as, if I could give you a description of the person. I just feel it was a random act. And unfortunately, sometimes the good people have to suck up the cost of things.
Right.
Like myself, I'm going through some legal battles myself because somebody decided to hit my car and then try to sue me. So.
Wow.
I understand the frustration, but unfortunately, the thing that I can tell you is leave it to God. Like, karma is a blankety blank blank blank, and I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, it is, and I truly believe that. Oh yeah,
so,
me too. That's why.
I know last time we spoke, I had felt like depression on you, and you had agreed. How is that going?
I had a what now?
That I felt depression and anxiety. How is that going?
Well, it was going fine
until the bottle, yes.
Yeah. And, it's getting there. I'm trying to step out of that mess. And,
okay.
I keep praying and, and because it comes with a lot of other things, a lot of other physical issues. I'm in the middle of a lawsuit with my lower back, my knee. And my elbow, and I'm having trouble. I have to have surgery, but they kind of beat around the bush about it and stuff. So, it's been a year now. So,
right.
But with it around the map, do you see the police getting the fingerprints off the beer bottle, catching this person?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Like I said, I just feel like it's a random act, and it's just one that we are going to have to suck up for the team, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it sucks because, trust me, I've been burglarized where they came in and stole my car. They took the keys physically out of my apartment and stole my car. And I was out of a car for 3 weeks. And then I'm guessing they caught the person that broke into my house because they found somebody driving my car.
Wow.
So, again, it was just a random of stupidity, you know, and I can't get that time back. I can't get back the money that it cost me to tow my car.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been praying for you, Melvin, honestly, and my heart goes out to you because it seems like you've been dealt a really bad hand.
I tell you.
But,
my
you know,
brother.
We're all in your corner for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
All right. Michael, I'll catch you on the next show.
All right, anytime, Melvin. So sorry to hear about that. Keep
me
updated.
That's all right.
Yeah,
okay, I will.
All right, much love to you, my brother. Take care.
Okay, thank you. All right, you too.
All right.
Love you.
Bye-bye. All right. That's Melvin, everybody. Yeah.
I know them windshields are a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Just senseless stuff.
Yeah.
But that's life, though.
You know, one person has to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay, well, we got one final call we're going to take, and to the listeners out there, Greg Keane is coming up next from Lilydale, so everybody, once this show ends, redial, okay, and then Vincent Pace after that. And with Psychic Little T, we're going to finish up the show with California, and let's bring in Maui to the show. Welcome, Maui.
Hi.
Hey, Maui.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good.
I have a question, and I guess there's three questions. The first question is, someone recently looked over a piece of paper that I had, and what I did is I was kind of making up like a chart for someone and what I think that they needed and how, you know, they could be helped. And I had it all drawn together with lines and colors. Even the lettering was different coloring and all this stuff. And this guy says to me, he says, do you know what synesthesia is? I said, no. He said, I think that's what you're doing. He goes, do you do that all the time? I'm like, maybe. Do you know anything about this synesthesia that he's talking about?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, okay. Then I guess. I thought because...
But
I thought that
you know, for you to be drawing and colorful, and you know, some people just cope with things differently. I mean, if, for an example, a car accident. Like, if you have to draw out a map, and you know, if you draw trees, and what's the big thing? I mean, that's what I would ask myself. You know, there's some people that. Just like to go to prove, you know, different things or different places, different colors. You know, I would like it personally, but I didn't know that it had a name.
I'm looking up right now because I've never heard of it. I'm like, okay, I'm just curious if you see this in me, but if you don't even know what it is, I guess you couldn't tell me. But I'm like, yeah, that kind of sounds like me, but I only looked it up one time, and that was, you know, right now, right before I was on the phone with you. So basically
I'm feeling no.
Okay. What it is it's an ancient Greek thing. It says together and sensation. It says is a perceptual phenomenon in which stimulatory of one sensory or cognitive pathway leads to automatic involuntary experiences on a second sensory or cognitive pathway. So people who report a lifelong history of such experiences are known as synesthetes. And so basically what I do is I color code everything. So let's say, okay, let's say your name, for example, little T. So the T I've made into a big red T. And then right next to it, I'll make a little butterfly and something like that. And I might be drinking iced tea when I'm with it. But so now what I do is I've now compacted you into this little perfect package so that whenever I want to think little T, I think of the color red. And now I've just tasted tea. I've seen your face. I've associated it to the T, and it's all color-coded. And now anytime that I will drink, anytime I will drink this Arizona tea that my friend just brought to me, literally, it's called Arizona iced tea. It's raspberry flavored. Now every time I drink this, I will think of you.
You know, it's funny because that's one of my favorite flavors.
That's so weird. So what happens
I do want to say this is we all know that you're very intuitive, and that's may how you get your information. Like, I will put notes in my phone. Like, say I had your phone number, I would put Maui/client so I can remember who they are. People do different things for different reasons, but to be honest, I didn't even know it had a name.
Oh, okay. I've been doing this all my life. And then, like another thing that is, I think, part of it, for example, the Northridge earthquake, my daughter was a newborn. I was to go to work the day the earthquake was going to be my first day back at work. But with Northridge earthquake, one of the things that broke was a candle, and that candle had a certain scent to it. It was like a kerosene, but it had a sweet, sweet, sweet smell. Well, it broke during the Northridge earthquake. It was such a traumatic event that now every time I smell that scent, it takes me exactly back to the day of the earthquake, and everything that happened is very much in color, like it happened all over again.
Right. Because, unfortunately, it's a form of post-traumatic stress because it takes, you know, a negative incident. You know, you smell the candle. It's like, oh. Like when the Twin Towers blew up, I was in court. So every time they talk about the Twin Towers, I remember being in court. So it's just our brain.
It happens with positive. Yeah, it happens with positive stuff too. Like, let's say I met Michael and he gave me a hug and then I ate a donut, right?
You would remember
then
that way.
Then every time I eat a donut, I'll think of Michael. And it'll go away. Never. Like 20 years from now, every time I ate a donut, I'll think of Michael. You know, so is that a thing?
Everybody's different, but I would say yes. And again, I didn't know that it had a name, and I'm glad that I learned something new tonight. And again, with me, I have a hard time remembering names, so I have to associate them with something that I can remember. Like, for instance, somebody was teaching me how to do Spanish. And when you say lettuce in Spanish, it's lechuga. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. But it reminded me of a train. So in order for me to remember it, I'd be like, lechuga. So that's how I remembered it.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, it's association. But again, you know, you learn something new every day. I'm glad that that big old word works.
But so in conjunction with that word, though, now, do you know anything about the tapping solution, about tapping for hypnotism?
No, that's not my field. Never been hypnotized myself, so.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay, now, so I do have one question, though. So
we got to go.
About.
We gotta go, Maui.
This show's over. I gotta reload for next one. Thank you, Maui. Maui, send me a message. I've been trying to reach you forever.
Has it been 10 minutes?
We're at the end of the show. I gotta end. We're at the end of the show. Okay, we're at the end of this show. I have no choice. It was 7, so that's the best I can do because I have to reload. Otherwise, the next show won't work. Hope you understand. Psychic Little T, thanks so much. You're wonderful.
Good night.
Good night,
Thank
Little
you.
T.
See you next week.
Bye. See you next week, if not sooner. Bye. Okay, everybody, please call back in. And our next guest, Greg Keane, will be here. Okay? Thank you, everybody.